Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
I gotta do that again?
What up, though? I'm David Jacoby.
Y'all lucky I'm Michael Jackson. The cool check-in.
Together, we're Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Ahem. Okay. We get a people.
Yes.
What they want.
This is the new flow. We're doing a weekend exclusive pod. So we're going to give you shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a weekend
Monday,
pod.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love.
So, Monday. This is the official weekend preview pod, Jalen Anthony Rose. So, one thing we're going to do with these pods are look forward as to what's going to happen. And you know what I'm going to look forward to, which is definitely 1,000% going to happen? Bucks Nets. And I'm so excited for this. You know what makes me most excited for this series, Jalen Rose?
What's that?
That you think the Bucks are going to win. That makes me so excited. Sometimes you're wrong, and I know you're wrong this time.
So, everyone, big shout out to everybody on IG Live. Appreciate you guys joining us on the show. I'm going to give y'all some shouts and take some questions at the end of the program. Here's why, as of today, I would pick the Bucks over the Nets.
As of today, he said. As of today.
They're going to need Jeff Green. See, here's what happens. It's a team game, right? And yeah. The superstars... they need to show up and play as such.
How many superstars the Bucks got?
I'm not worried.
How many superstars the Bucks got?
I'm not worried about KD.
You're not worried about KD? Say it again. Say that again.
I ain't worried about nothing.
You're not worried about KD?
Nope.
Okay.
And Kyrie.
Okay.
Marcus Haynes out there. Get down. Boogie. Like, I know what I'm seeing. James Harden is the glue. He going to be flirting with triple doubles. I know this. I know Joe Harris was on fire in the previous game. I know that, right? I know that. But that's only four players. And Claxton's been giving them some really good minutes. And I know y'all seen Blake Griffin hanging on the rim with his left hand. Right? You seen that?
Where's the part where you pick the Bucks? Like, where's the part where you support the Bucks?
The Nets won't have a big closing lineup that's going to be formidable enough against the Bucks. And let me tell you where I see that playing itself out right now in the West. Denver and Portland. Like, basketball is still a big man's game. Like, I know you see guys that were like my size that are like 6'7", 6'8", 230 that's like playing the four in the game right now like Covington. Yep. But when he got to play against the Joker, he's too small.
Way too small.
And when KD's playing against Giannis, I'm going to tell you a secret. He's too small. When Blake Griffin's going against Lopez, he's too small.
Yep. But you've got six fouls from DeAndre Jordan.
You
that's
do?
What he, that's what he
does. Oh, that's his stat.
Six fouls because you can put Giannis on the line.
Oh, thank you.
You can put Giannis right on the line.
Thank you.
But, Jalen, you talk about the bigs. You know why you talk about the bigs in this series?
Why is that?
Because you don't want to talk about the perimeter in this. I love Drew Holiday so much. I love Drew Holiday. And I love what he does for this team. I love Drew Holiday. But he can't cover both James Harden and Kyrie Irving. That means you're going to have Dante DiVincenzo, Bryn Forbes, Pat Connaughton covering Kyrie Irving. So the same way you say there's no one for Giannis, there's no one for Kyrie. And if I was Coach Bud, I would put Drew Holiday on James Harden and say, do your best. You know who's getting it done? Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's getting it done, and that is brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call us or go to Grainger.com/Jacoby or stop by one of the many Grainger stores. But there's no one for Kyrie Irving.
Here we go. I'm gonna go X-Clan. I'm gonna go deeper than Atlantis into the box score and tell you why the Bucks. Another reason why I would pick them to win.
would or are picking them?
Are as of right now
as
picking
of now.
Them.
You
yes.
Let me tell you what I said. I stand by my Nets pick. I'm picking the Nets point blank, no qualifications. You always hesitate before you pick the Bucks.
This is why, as of right now, I'm picking the Bucks.
As of right now.
I mean, injuries happen and things of that nature.
Yeah, as of right now.
They're new additions. They're Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike's. Okay. Jrue Holiday wasn't with them last year.
Mr. Telephone Man.
Massachusetts. I was doing new addition. You was doing new kids on the block. So the new additions of the Milwaukee Bucks are Jrue Holiday, a significant upgrade for Eric Bledsoe.
That's an understatement. That's okay, an understatement.
Right, okay.
You saw Eric Bledsoe playing for the Pelicans and also not playing for the Pelicans?
A significant upgrade. And let me tell you the ways. He's bigger. He's a better defender. He's a better shooter.
Playmaker.
He's a better playmaker. And also, remember when I tell you this. I believe Dylan Brooks guards Steph Curry the best in the NBA. I watch this stuff.
It's a good point. No one's ever said that.
Jrue Holiday guards Kyrie Irving the best.
So who's going to guard James then? Brent Forbes? Dante?
He's going to watch Kyrie and KD shoot. That's what James is going to do. He's going to be taking 12 to 15 shots. That's what he's going to do. And KD and Kyrie, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. If I had Kyrie Irving on my team, he'd be taking 20, 25 shots. Had Kevin Durant on my team, he'd be taking 20, 25 shots. But here's the difference. Ball movement. And let me get back to the new additions. Jrue Holiday and leadership, too, by Jrue Holiday. Bobby Portis shot the blood out of the basketball this year, like 40%. And both of those guys, you know what they bring? Toughness. You know, when we look at the Bucks, I don't know if it's because the creamsicle uniforms or like when you see the Buck, you think of Christmas and you think festive, you know. But this Bucks team ain't soft.
No.
Okay. How about adding PJ Tucker?
I love PJ Tucker.
Right? He's going to give them good minutes up front. Right? Brent Forbes. You seen him in game two? You seen
Brent? He's shooting like 60% from three.
You seen Brent Forbes? Okay. You see? And so those new additions to go with the chemistry that they've already had with Giannis and Lopez and Middleton cannot be underestimated. So yes, David, I love the Nets. They're supremely talented.
You love the Nets, you said?
I love the Nets. They're supremely talented. But right now, I got to take the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know what you don't hear me saying? Right now, as of now, I would. You don't hear me saying that about the Brooklyn Nets. Man. You don't hear me saying that. Do you know why? Because I stand by my pick.
Okay.
I know the Nets are going to win this series. And do you know why? Because you know this. You've been in playoff battles. We saw you in the Last Dance, toe-to-toe with Michael Jeffrey Jordan and the Bulls. You've been in game one, game two, game three, game four, game five, game six, game seven. You play the same team seven games in a row. Do you know what that is? Adjustments, matchups, strategy. It's all of that. It's weaknesses. Picking on your weaknesses. So you're telling me.
Elizabeth.
You're telling me.
Come to join you, honey.
You're telling me.
What adjustments?
There's an adjustment for KD. You said, I'm not worried about KD. Literally, you started this conversation saying, I'm not worried about KD. Kevin Durant.
I know he's going to dazzle. Like, I give KD 40 right
name
now.
Name somebody on the Bucks that's going to cover KD. Name somebody. Go ahead.
I can't name anybody anywhere that could guard KD.
That's a great point.
That don't mean he's going to win a championship every year. I bet you that.
No. A player like Luka that doesn't have the supporting cast around him can't win a championship. But when you're KD and you've got Kyrie Irving and James Harden, you're going to win the championship.
They can't take turns, Jacoby. When you watch the Nets play, here's what they get into when they go against better teams, family. They've only played together 10 total games. Two passes, shot. One pass, shot.
Yes.
No pass, shot.
Yes.
Kyrie shoots. he makes. Kyrie shoots again, he misses. Now KD gets the inbound. He dribbles all the way up. He does his hezzy like he did against LeBron in the finals, and he pulls up for three. It's a make or miss. I get that. But the defense is going to be settled, and that's not a recipe to beat the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs. They're going to need ball movement like game two. You know, in game two, they had 30 assists, right?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Is game one, they looked a little
That's who they are, though.
Against the Celtics in game one, they looked out of sync. Like, they had minutes. They had, like, 2 or 3 minutes. They were, like, on fire. Game two, it wasn't 2 or 3 minutes they were on fire. It was, like, 10 minutes they were on fire.
Did you say adjustments?
Yeah, I said adjustments.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens in the playoffs.
Okay, gotcha.
Let me tell you about playoff basketball, Jalen Rose. Okay, gotcha. Let me teach you.
Okay. So do you now think when we make an adjustment that Kyrie's going to shoot less? I'm trying to say, like, what do you think Steve Nash is going to say to Kyrie, KD, and James Harden?
Nothing.
What do you think Mike D'Antoni's going to say about defense?
Nothing.
So you said adjustments?
The Bucks are going to have to make adjustments. That's who's going to be making adjustments. Oh, who's got... Wait, I'm sorry. Remind me. Who's got home... Who's got home in this game one?
The Nets.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Nets.
If it goes to game seven, who's going to be home?
You know what?
You switch your pick now?
Can I say something
about
the Nets?
It's going to happen. You switch your pick now.
Shout to the Nets. You know, shout to my guy Michael Strahan and Justin Tuck. You know, make sure y'all watch the Hawks game tonight. You know, Keisha Lance Bottoms is actually cool. You know, if she put on a Hawks jersey, that's going to be a game changer.
Do you know how many millions of dollars worth of jewelry will there be courtside at the Hawks game tonight?
Exactly.
How many millions of dollars worth of jewelry?
It's going to be $1 billion worth of jewelry at the Hawks game tonight.
At least.
You know what I'm saying?
At least.
And I bet you this. Ain't nobody going to throw popcorn on them.
No.
I bet you that.
No.
I bet you ain't nobody gonna spit on little baby at the game tonight.
Jalen, one thing I want to talk to you about, because we're on the pod exclusive, the executives aren't listening. One thing I want to talk to you about this is, I know that you're so upset about the way that NBA players have been treated by the fans because you were an NBA player.
Yes.
And there's also racial undertones to it.
Yes, sir.
But I also want to say the number one reason that you're most upset about this, the waste of popcorn. You don't like popcorn to be wasted. And let me tell you something. For those listening right now, Jalen Rose, we used to work, the studio used to be next to a movie theater. He would go in the movie theater without tickets, buy an extra large popcorn,
and then
walk out the movie theater.
You can do that.
He treats the movie theater like a bodega, like you can go in there and get food and then leave. That's why you were really upset about the popcorn incident.
Yeah. But in all honesty, let me address a serious issue in the NBA that's taking place right now. And it does have a racial undercurrent, and it's important for me to address it. When the NBA decided to go to the bubble, I want everybody to remember those players and the WNBA players were in a really powerful position. So very powerful that we didn't have sports. And if they decided not to play, that could have been a domino for every sport.
Mm-hmm.
We saw multiple teams after the NBA and the Bucks started missing games. We saw it started to take place in other sports. And the reality of it is, during an election year and also a crazy, just unique political cycle over these last handful of years. Everybody,
lately.
This has been like the most abrasive climate, you know, I've seen as an almost 50-year-old in politics. And look no further than what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. And so what ends up happening is we're watching these performers, these entertainers, decide that even though there are racial inequities happening in the country and George Floyd and Breonna Taylor were murdered by police, and I could name countless other individuals. We're going to go into the bubble and use our platform for change and use our voices and that stage while still playing the game we love without fans. That's the key, without fans, because it's important for us to still make sure our voices are heard, to not shut up and dribble, right? To not stick to sports. Game-changing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put Black Lives Matter on the court, and you put 29 social justice messages on the back of jerseys, everybody's not happy about that. People don't behave in a monolith, right? Everybody's not that. That's why there's a left. That's why there's a right. That's why there's a black. That's why there's a white. Like, everybody doesn't necessarily agree with everything. And there were a lot of people that were really upset at NBA players and the league for doing so. At Adam Silver, at the teams, for supporting the players the way they did. To the point where how it went down and the voice of Donovan Mitchell showing up at the press conference with a bulletproof vest. Like, it got real in the field. Like I said, like, we were, like, fighting for reparations and field position in this social justice fight. And now you lead a bubble. The same undercurrent still exists. Everybody in the stands didn't necessarily vibe with how that went down, right? So now we've been in a pandemic and people been on lockdown. Everybody's waiting to exhale. All of us, like horses getting out of a steeplechase. It's like, get to go out of the house. I get to not wear a mask. I get to go to a game. I get to da-da-da, right? And you get to the game, and then you, while being entertained by Russell Westbrook, who injures his ankle, or yep. Trae Young, who just flexing all on him, and Ja Morant's parents, who there to enjoy his performance, each of these circumstances are white people versus black athletes. Look back at all the footage. I mean, looking back at all of the footage. And so when I say I wish people valued black lives and appreciated and respected us as much as they appreciate our ability to entertain. That's what I mean. You wouldn't go to the zoo and throw popcorn on the animals. Like, who would you spit on?
The spit thing is crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy to me.
And so things get said in the stands and you can root for your team. Let me teach everybody what crossing the line is, because sometimes people get confused. And I've been to some of the most hostile environments ever. And matter of fact, before I ever got to college, before I ever got to the league, the most hostile environments happened in the Detroit public school system. So I've been in some hostile environments. And let me tell you something. Here's when you know you crossed the line. The type of curse words you use and name calling. Look at these words. These ain't just get retired. Last night, the reason why we retired bust and wife beater and swag and shipped. That's my favorite one. Jalen got shipped from the Pacers to the Bulls. I saw that on TV. I'm like,
it's one of them things that people, I still see it to this day. I still people using it to this day.
Right. Like, by the way, that is not where you use that term. And so, again, we were brought to the United States of America for labor and for entertainment. And people still see us that way. And when we're not vibing exactly the way they want us to vibe, when they want us to vibe, they disrespect us. They be rude to us. And there's a herd mentality. I'm at the game. It's another 20,000 around me. That's it's cameras. It they can't do nothing to me.
The spit thing, like, we talked about putting on the show, and literally, like, we decided not to because we didn't know that he actually spit on Trae Young intentionally, because I was, honestly, I couldn't believe that it happened. I couldn't believe that someone in the second row, probably, that's like $5,000 ticket, spit on Trae Young from the second row. That's wild.
And lastly, NBA, step up. All of these teams and these arenas, step up. These human beings should be banned from all activities in perpetuity at all of those venues.
Forever.
And at every NBA
venue. Whether it's a concert, whether it's a graduation, whether it's an NBA game, whether it's a hockey game, you should never be able to step in the
middle. How I read the popcorn punishment is he can go to game five in New York.
It said,
All right. That's how I read.
It's in Washington.
You see what I'm saying? In Washington. And so that's the first thing. But here's the most important thing. Show me the guy's face to spit on Trae Young. Why am I only looking at his chest? His camera's at MSG. I know. I played there multiple times. And as a matter of fact, when Charles Oakley was being harassed and bullied and thrown out of the arena, they had many angles of that.
Sure did.
I need to see the footage of the man that spit on Trae Young. He need to be accountable for that. And in a court of law, accountable for that. Same with the popcorn. And for the teams and the league, it ain't just enough to say, oh, well, we're going to, you know, suspend their season tickets indefinitely. That ain't enough. We're not zoo animals.
Jalen.
Respect us when you come watch us perform.
You know, I'm a Daisy Knicks fan. I love the Knicks. They play tonight, 7 o'clock. Game ends at 9:30. Get showered, leave. Do they go to the strip club tonight? The Knicks after the game?
In Atlanta? Nah.
I don't think so, right?
Nah.
I can't get Kristaps Porzingis.
Nah.
Kristaps Porzingis
hasn't
done that for us.
Nah. Because here's the thing. This is why you have Tibbs, the OG, right? You have Derrick Rose. And Derrick Rose still tired from last game. Like, he played 31 straight minutes.
Yeah, he's like, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Derrick Rose in his room icing. Them ankles in the cold. He deserved it.
He called room service like, I need another bucket
of ice. Shout to my brother D. Rose out there balling, killing. And so I'm excited about the game tonight. We're excited about the support we get from each of you. Make sure you download Jalen and Jacoby on Spotify and on Apple. Make sure you DVR the show each day.
One thing we always do is give our full interviews with our guests. And right now, as we talk about Atlanta, we are going to give you the full Maria Taylor interview on the podcast exclusive. Here is our full interview with
Lisa,
the queen.
A-Town Down.
Maria Taylor.
Money T. Maria Taylor.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content with our guests. We're lucky to have Maria Taylor here. She's one of our colleagues. So, Maria, let me tell you how this works. The executives only watch the television show. They don't listen to the podcast ever. So we can talk about whatever we want. But before I ask you about what it's like working with Jalen Rose, because you and I are sort of the only two people that can complain about him as much as we can, I want to start with this question. Roland Garros. The French Open is starting. Naomi Osaka, in advance of the French Open, has said that she will not do any press. And she's talked about the experience of being an athlete, sort of after a loss, and watching athletes break down in the press room, being asked the same questions over and over. And she cited mental health issues. How do you feel about her statement and what she's planning to do in France?
So I'm not holding anyone to the same requirements that I did before COVID, because I think we all just went through something and experienced something for the last 365 days that we really don't know how to process. So I think that that's all she's trying to say is, like, at this moment in time, I feel as though I can't be pressed by the press. I can't answer the same questions over and over again. That doesn't change the fact that I'm ranked number two in the world. That doesn't change the fact that I'm a superstar in every right. It's just at this time, I can't answer questions, and she's willing to pay the fine. I think you got to take care of you first. And you guys all know, J. Rose, you know, no one wants to be dealing with all of their emotions on live television. We've been through it. We deal with it. There's things going on in the background we will never understand. And although we're professionals, that's what we get paid to do. She gets paid to play tennis. She don't have to talk to anybody if she don't want to.
That's well said. And when she won previously, I really admired the fact that she took her stage and wore masks to honor slain victims of police brutality. And also, she's a young person. Like, how old is she? You know, is she, what, 21?
Yeah.
I'm not sure
probably,
how old she is.
Can't even. Yeah.
Right? She's a young person. And there's a reason, everyone, that sometimes childhood stars, she's 23 years old. And there's a reason, everyone, that sometimes young stars, as they start to get in their 20s and 30s, start to not necessarily be happy with the fact that they were famous so young. And there is a burnout factor there. And I applaud her maturity for understanding herself. Because Maria, you just touched on something that's really important to me. When you're sitting on an airplane, right? I was with my grandmother, my late grandmother, and Mariah, my daughter, who just crushing them at Georgia. And she was real small, and we was on a private plane. And they was like, in case of turbulence, put your mask on first. Mm-hmm. And I was like I was thinking, I was like, man, that's a life trait. You know what I mean? If I'm not taking care of myself, I can't be my best version for everyone else. So I applaud her for focusing on her tennis and on her craft. But while we got you here, I have to ask you this. The WNBA is killing them. I saw the ratings are up everywhere. The social clips, ABC, ESPN, up. So what are some of your favorite storylines so far this season?
And J-Rose, I don't think you can say that enough, because in a time when everything is down, all viewership is down across the board, the WNBA is the one sport that's up. Not baseball, not the NBA, not women's college
national tournament too was way up this year.
Same, exactly, Jacoby. So obviously I'm going to the Atlanta Dream and Dallas Wings game tonight before I make my way to New York to go and cover the NBA. So we're going to flex on that. But I think the best storyline is the number of contenders that we have in the WNBA this season. That's because, you know, Candace Parker, she went back home to Chicago and she's with the Sky, and I 1,000% believe in her. Get well soon, by the way. She's out with an ankle injury. The Liberty didn't even have Sabrina Ionescu a season ago. Now they have the best record in the WNBA and have already won more games this season than they did a year ago. We still have the Seattle Storm, who won it a season ago. They still have Sue Bird. They still have Stewie. And I always rock with Asia Wilson. You know, I had her jersey on Countdown one day.
Doubt.
She's the MVP.
Absolutely.
I was trying to channel my inner MVP. And so it's kind of cool to see all of these superstars. And it's like the NBA season was this year, J-Rose. And we were like, I mean, really, though, who is going to win? It's very similar in the WNBA this season. So no matter what game you watch, you're tuning in for a good one.
So, Maria, I spend most of my time making fun of Jalen Rose and complaining about Jalen Rose, but I'm going to flip that, right? So, both you and I work with him, but I just want to celebrate him for a second, because there's this reputation of talent and superstars like Jalen that only care about themselves. They've got huge egos, and they're me people. But being on a team with Jalen, as long as you and I have, you know about him buying food for everybody, thanking everybody, not just the talent that he's on stage with, but the people that run the cameras and the people that might him. And I just want to say on wax that this man is extremely considerate of everyone else around him.
He's
extremely cognizant about the happiness of not just the famous people he sits next to, but everybody on the entire staff.
Thank you, brother.
And he doesn't get celebrated enough for that. And what sort of anecdotes can you tell that represent what I'm talking about?
I tell everybody that I never have and probably never will ever work with someone who lifts me up more than Jalen Rose does. And that's on a daily basis from obviously he's going to make sure that you're fed and that you're happy, but also like he's in tune to what's going on with me. Like, how's mom doing? Like, he's met my mom. He came from Atlanta, Georgia to Athens to celebrate my birthday with me. Like, he didn't have to do that.
That's a long ride. I've made that drive a couple times.
That's not easy. And he was just there to be like, I want you to know that I'm here and I support you. And that goes well beyond whatever we're doing on the show. That goes well beyond anything that's happening. And I know when I turn off the camera, the cameras go off, that's someone who has my back. I can call him anytime. He would show up. And like, that's my big brother. Like, you lift me up. Seriously, J-Rose, like, I'm not able to make it through these NBA seasons without you. So I'm so glad that you get to be one of the partners in crime. So you're right to throw roses.
My birthday, I plan on just having a nice little dinner at my favorite restaurant, The Boil. Shout out to The Boil. Crab, all day king, crab legs. And it was just me, my wife, my three kids, and Jalen Anthony Rose showed up to dine with me.
Hey, Jacoby, can I say something too? I've celebrated my birthday 5 times. Jay Rose has been at all of them. He's like, this is your fifth birthday.
You know what? I'm just going to make a controversial statement. It's a podcast. Jacoby, no one's listening. Ahead. Yo, black people need to stop calling it birthdays. You should be like, this is my birth month. This is my birth week. My birth month. Like, my wife's birthday was on a Saturday. Like, we had an event the previous Saturday, that Saturday, the next Saturday after that. Like, yo, like, what is this? White people have birthdays. You know what I mean? Like, it's a Tuesday. Tops. We're going to celebrate on Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Y'all just, we call that reparations. That's all. I'm going to make it 30 days.
You're going to celebrate us. That's what you're going to do, okay?
My wife has a big birthday coming up next year. She's turning 20. I don't know if you guys know this. She's very young. But her best friend was over the house before she turned, whatever. Before she turned 40, she turned 39. Before she turned 30, her best friend was over the house being like, we got to start planning next year. We're playing a year ahead now. Like, we're playing the next birthday before this birthday.
That's a milestone.
Like, she's like, the two of them are planning a birthday party for 14 months in advance. I was like, this is very cultural. This is very cultural.
We'll get you there, Jacoby. That's probably the last layer. That's the last hurdle for you.
Well, you married into the family, Jacoby, so your kid's going to be the same way, so get used to it.
No. Maria, thank you so much for your time. But before we let you go, tell everybody where they can follow you on social and where they can find you on TV.
At Maria Taylor. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Wherever you need me, I got you. Come through.
You're too young to be on Facebook. Way too young to be on Facebook.
That's where my mom and dad find me and all of their friends. So we got to post on Facebook. Okay. They would never know. My aunties in Macon would never know what I was doing if I didn't put it on Facebook.
You're the best. You can see Maria and Jalen on NBA Countdown.
I love you,
all
sis. Have a good day. Enjoy the game
love
tonight.
You too. Bye,
appreciate
guys.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Jalen Jacoby. We are off on Memorial Day. I didn't know we were off. I just found out. We don't have a show on Monday.
Oh, we don't?
No. I guess we're going to have to kick it.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have to kick it.
Let's do that.
We'll be back on Tuesday at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Make sure you DVR the show. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast. We appreciate our podcast listeners more than anybody else. When people say they love watching the show, I respect them. When people say they love listening to the show, I respect them much more. We'll be back on Tuesday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done in my KRS-One voice. We're not done.